Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's October 31st, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 9th and 10th, 2003.
Nazarene, there are so many misteachings about spirits and the afterlife. I wanted to make sure this question is asked, though I do know the answer. Do spirits stay the sex they were during their last lifetime after their physical form ceased to function?
Each soul, Allura, stays the same sex throughout all its incarnations. The Father set the sex of the soul at its creation, and it never, ever changes. On very, very rare occasions, as you and Demetrius teach, sometimes a soul forces itself into the body of the opposite sex, but this does a great deal of harm, and when that person dies, it goes back to being the sex that it normally was, and the soul that was created during that lifetime when it was in the wrong body usually perishes. It is too unstable to continue to exist. No, people do not change sex in preceding lifetimes. They say the same sex all throughout their existence. This is a teaching that is positively and absolutely wrong. Though it is very, very popular, it is spread by those people that want to believe that it is perfectly all right to do whatever you want to do sexually with either sex. And it is wrong. It is not right. It is, as you say, a misteaching and must be corrected. The Father makes a soul male or female, and that is what the soul stays throughout its existence.
Phew! Thank goodness on that one, Nazarene.
Everything the Father does is good, Allura, and there is a reason for everything he does. Those who do not like what he does have a hard time understanding that.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy The Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com.
Nazarene, concerning Wednesday's question, this is a little embarrassing to ask, but do those in the afterlife have intimacy with those they really care about, as we do in the material world?
This is going to make the fundamentalists very unhappy, Allura. Yes, they do. Intimate relations were made by God so man and woman can enjoy each other's company and become one with each other. God created the two souls as halves of each other. So when they merge together, they become one, a whole. So in intimacy, a man and a woman join together. When you get rid of the physical form, the joining is even more pleasurable than in the material form. Though this is a shock to many in the afterlife, it is necessary for the male and the female to join together to cleanse each other, to clean the different energies from each other and purify each other. So it is very necessary for people in the afterlife to be intimate, to join with one another. Of course, you don't do it in exactly the same way as you do in the material form, but very often those doing it perceive it is the same thing that they used to do in the material form because that's what they enjoyed. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying it in the material form or the spiritual form. My wife and I are intimate very, very often. And if anybody has a problem with that, I know a very dark and lonely place where they can go and feel sorry about it as long as they want to. People have a right to be intimate.
Nazarene, I'm sure glad to hear this one, too. Another reason they call it paradise.
Amen, Allura. The Father has seen to it that everybody has perfection and will be happy, and I can't understand why it bothers people.
We'll be back again.